Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gable Morency, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates for joining us. Countdown to kickoff is on National Championship Game, the All-SEC special. And yeah, we'd like, we'd probably like different teams in the championship game than not just Alabama, but another SEC team as well. But if you don't like it, beat them. It's as simple as that. The two best teams are left standing. We're going to break it down this evening. Coach James Young will join us. We'll talk some NBA basketball. We'll take a look. Very, very light night as far as the college hardwood is concerned. Of course, we'll take a look at the NFL playoff lines. But anybody that's been tuning into the network or that's a friend of the network is aware of the unfortunate passing of our good friend Brian Blessing. And it's been a tough 24 hours. It comes as quite a surprise, quite a shock. As Brian wasn't feeling well last week, and he didn't do a show on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But when I heard him back on Thursday, I said, oh, good. I'm glad he's doing better. And quite frankly, he sounded pretty good to me, actually. And it just goes to show actually tough Brian actually was. But, you know, I wish I had the perfect words to say. We don't. I can say that, listen, Brian had a hell of a run. It was a great life. It's unfortunate that it came to such a sudden end, but we were fortunate to know him, had some great times along the way, Cam.
We sure did, Morency. Well said. Just a member of the family, you know, me and you, when we had our first trip to Buffalo and we got to meet Blessing, and after that, it just became a friendship. Every time we went down to Las Vegas for shows that we did back in the day with other companies, you know, hanging out with Teddy Covers and him in the room, good laughs, blackjack table, everything. Like, just Blessing as a guy. I got to know his whole family. His wife, Marie, by the way, I got news today from Stevie Slapshot that she's still in ICU, but getting better. The good news is she's getting better. So I hope Marie makes it through the situation. And shout out to the whole Blessing family. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, Gabe. And you're right. Like, it's not just, you know, a guy that we've done shows with. We become buddies and families with these people. And it's hit me pretty hard.
Yeah, I know. I know it has. It's hit a lot of people hard, and that's what happens when you're a good guy, right? It's going to be an impact after, and he'll have a long-lasting impact. Like I said, I was talking about the Buffalo Sabres. It was nice to the Las Vegas Golden Knights as well to tweet out their condolences. But the Buffalo Sabres tweeted out a nice photo of Brian from yesteryear with the Sabres. Maybe we'll get it up a little bit later on, and. And so many people were saying, man, this guy was the voice. You know, this was the guy I called when I was a kid, watching the Sabres in the heyday, in the old days. And, of course, he covered the Buffalo Bills for so long. So, you know, if the Bills are ever going to do it, maybe there'll be a twist of fate now that the Bills can go on some deep run right now. And we hope that they can, not just for Brian, but all the other long-suffering Buffalo Bill fans that are no longer with us. So I think the best thing we can really do is, you know, he wouldn't want us to lose. I'll put it that way, right?
And,
yeah, it's one of these deals in life where, you know, Brian's no longer with us, but we take what we learned from him, and we remember the good times, and we try to win. Welcome to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Moranci. Countdown to kickoff is on the national championship game. We got a poll question up right now on my Twitter, at SportsRage on Twitter. Who are you taking tonight, the Georgia Bulldogs or the Alabama Crimson Tide? We've got a bunch of props for you. FanDuel's done a great job of handling this like a big-time NFL football game. Every prop that there is for a Monday night football game, player passing, player touchdowns, rush yards, receiving, and everything else in between, anytime touchdown score, first-time touchdown score, and all that other stuff, all up at FanDuel right now. I've already got, I don't know, I think I've got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've already got 7 prop bets already placed for this football game. Well, the numbers have been fluid. The numbers have been moving around. And it's an active market, man. We're down to the last game of the season, and people want to get a piece of it. We have a sharp market right now. I mean, we have people betting in, what, about 30 states, including the great state of New York right now. And, you know, people in New York are crushing this game. I'm looking at this football game tonight, guys, and I think there's going to be points put up on the board. Both these teams are so difficult to run the ball against. And it's next to impossible, actually. Like, I don't think the Cincinnati Bengals can run the ball on these teams. Like, you can't do it. Like, they only give up 80 yards a game, each of these teams. They give up a combined 160, like, 4 yards a game on the ground. So it's like 82 and 83 type stuff. And you saw in the SEC Conference Championship game, Alabama really didn't try to that much. I mean, that's the thing with Nick Saban, guys. Nick Saban's a genius, okay? Like, just flat out, he's the best coach in the history of college football. And similar to Bill Belichick, who he's good friends with, he identifies your weakness and will accept that. And they will solely attack you on that. We saw it with Bill Belichick against the Bills when they ran the ball on that Monday nighter in the wind. We see it with Nick Saban. You know, against Cincinnati, what did he do? He threw the ball. Why? Because the Cincinnati Bearcats have two guys in their defensive backfield, Kobe Bryant and Sauce Gardner, who are going to be NFL draft picks. So he's like, you know what? I'm not picking on their strength. That was like, those are their two best players on defense, their defensive backs. Why do it? Let's just hand the ball off. And they couldn't stop it. Tonight, they throw the football.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morenci. We're kicking at Sports Grid. SiriusXM channel 159. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. And we've got some big news as far as our affiliates are concerned coming up a little bit later on. We'll get to that before the championship game. But we do have the championship game this evening. We've got Coach James Young going to join us because I know people are going to be playing more than just college football tonight. Me personally, I'm focused on the college football. I'm focused on the props for the college football. But I do have 3, 4, maybe 5 NBA props circled here. I've already got one play in the NBA. I got Terry Rozier over 18.5 points, guys, up to 19.5. But going with Terry Rozier. And in fact, I'm going to put this play in right now here. I'm going Jaylen Brown also. Jaylen Brown over 23.5 for the Boston Celtics. But James Young will join us. FanDuel's got a bunch of odds boost up for the game tonight. Some intriguing ones depending on what side of the football game that you were on. And let's start off with Georgia and Alabama. Georgia and Alabama, each to score 21-plus points. Interesting, which I actually do think they're both going to score 21-plus points. Georgia and Alabama, each to score 21-plus points, was minus 125, is now plus 130. I think there's some decent value with this, 41-24 in the SEC Conference Championship game. And in fact, the last two times they played, it's been 41-24. Bama. Bama's won both times 41-24. I think there's some decent value with that at plus 130 because I do think both teams are going to score points tonight. Alabama to win both the first half and the game. So this is like, you know, halftime, full-time type deal. Alabama have to be leading at the half, and then they need to win the game in regulation. Overtime loses. So in regulation, Alabama to win both the first half and game in regulation was plus 200, now plus 250. And that's very intriguing if you like the Alabama Crimson Tide in this football game. And they added another one. They just added this one a couple hours ago. Bryce Young. The other two were up earlier in the day. The latest one to be the addition. Bryce Young to throw for 300 or five more passing yards. And Jameson Williams to score a touchdown was plus 190, now plus 280. I got to tell you, the one that I like the most out of all of them does pay the least at plus 130. I think that both teams are going to get to 21.
I agree.
I also think that there is a legitimate chance that Alabama are leading in the first half and they win the game in regulation, and you're getting that at plus 250. Bryce Young to throw for 305 and Jameson Williams to score a touchdown. I like the other two better. Although, I got to be honest with you, I do like Bryce Young to get his passing yards, and I like Jameson Williams to score a touchdown. So I just don't know if they're both going to happen, but good value. I hate to say it, but I like all three boosts. I'm down with all three booster shots tonight. Load me up.
I like the first one the best. I think both teams will score 21. I'm not sure we're probably going to have different opinions of this football game, but I think both offenses are going to do well. I think Georgia's going to make some adjustments. The problem is they ran too many times in between the tackles. I think they're going to spread Alabama out tonight. So I think the Bulldogs score. I think Alabama scores. I think you're right on, Gabe, with the over in the football game. Hell, teasing Alabama to plus 10 with the over too. Like, even if Georgia wins, asking them to win by 10, that's a big feat. I just think they can win the football game, but asking them to win by like more than 10 points is interesting. The other ones, I'm not sure if they're going to be leading at the half. Actually, I think Georgia's going to come out hot, and then Nick Saban might make some adjustments at the half because he's a smart guy and he'll figure it out and it'll become interesting. I think Georgia will actually do really well early in this football game. And the other one, I think both of those things can happen. Bryce Young could throw for 305 plus, and yeah, Williams to get a touchdown. Yeah, I agree. I think all boosts are good, but I like the 21 plus points on both sides the best.
I think you can play all three, but the thing is, the other two out of three, you don't need Alabama to win, right? So that's why, you know, those are also good. Bryce Young to throw for 305 or more, and Jameson Williams to score a touchdown, I like. Because, like I said, I've made both these bets. I've got Williams to score a touchdown, and I like Bryce Young a lot. Now, we should know. Now, we're getting value tonight with all these props with Alabama players because Georgia's defense is so good. So, the metrics of Georgia's defense, nobody's going to be like this massive number because they don't give up big numbers. So they can't set the props too high for the Bama players because it's going to scare everybody away. They're going to say, well, these guys don't give up. How the hell am I going to give up 140 yards a game? But the thing is, with Bryce Young, he threw for 421 yards, guys, against these guys in the SEC Conference Championship game. You cannot run on Georgia. He's going to throw. Right? Now, listen, Robinson was the star player against the Cincinnati Bearcats. And Robinson's been there forever, and he waited his turn and stuff, but he was there forever because he's not like a pure NFL talent, right?
Yep.
So that's why he's been there forever. And they knew that it was good enough to use as a battering ram against Cincinnati. I'm just saying Robinson's not going to have the same impact tonight. Like, tonight, Bryce Young needs to win this game for Alabama if they are going to win this game. You know, Bryce Young needs to play well. The passing yard prop is interesting, Cam, because it was 313 and a half, and I liked it to the over for Bryce Young. It went down to 302 and a half.
Wow.
I looked at it.
Significant.
And I didn't click it. I put it in my queue, and I didn't click it. And I was like, ooh, 302 and a half now. And about an hour later, I looked, and I'm like, 304 and a half. And this is like yesterday. I'm like, 304 and a half, so I bet it. I got upset. I'm like, oh, I better get this in before it gets stupid here again. It goes back up. It's settled in at 304 and a half right now, guys. So I put a pretty big, nice play on this play too. So I like the odds booster, but I already put a single bet in here, Cam. Bryce Young over 304 and a half passing yards. Like I said, he didn't need to throw the ball against Cincinnati. They will attack Georgia through the air tonight. they will attack through the air, just like they did in the SEC Conference Championship game where he threw 3 touchdowns and 421 yards. Give me the Heisman Trophy winner to throw for 305 yards, Cam.
On the Georgia side, I think Dalvin Cook's brother is the X factor for the Bulldogs tonight. James Cook. He got a touchdown against Michigan out of the backfield. I think he's going to be key tonight. You cannot pound it inside the tackles. You have to spread these guys out, and then you can be successful with speed players. His over 20 and a half receiving yards is something, a prop that I played already, Morenci. I haven't played as many as you. A couple other touchdown props we can go over during that segment, but I think he's going to be an X factor for Georgia. I'm all in on James Cook tonight.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook's younger brother. To me, correct, the key for the Georgia Bulldogs, number, their two best players on offense are also wide receivers / tight ends, right? So you've got Pickens, who was hurt for most of the year, but this kid's a stud, and he's an NFL talent. And then you've got this this monster of a tight end, Bowers. This kid's unbelievable. He's one of these new freak type tight end guys that just catches everything, gets open, and physically he doesn't even look that imposing.
You're like,
this is Bowers? That's the kid? Bowers, yeah. Really? You figure Bowers is going to be this big 6'4" dude running. And it's like, that's him? And then you see him. It's like, he's awesome. Boy, this guy's open all over. And then he's making these catches. He's running people over. And like, man, this kid can play. How about this? See, Kim, I'm on top of the marketplace, and I can't, whatever. But I got in on Bowers over 67.5. He's 75.5 receiving yards.
Smart. Yep.
I got in at 67.5. Like, I put my plays in earlier. Like, I knew the numbers were going to move. They move. Props didn't used to move. They move. They move now. Big number, though, here for Jameson Williams, man. 113.5 receiving yards tonight.
That's a lot.
Against Georgia.
That's a lot.
We should know, because he had like a $140 or something, Cam. He lit him up in the SEC Conference Championship game. That's the whole thing. Yeah. People are like, oh, they don't have John Meshi. Yeah, and so?
Yeah, they got tons
of guys. Alabama. It's Alabama.
Did anybody watch Ohio? Did anybody watch Marvin Harrison Jr. And all these other guys for Ohio State play against Utah? Yeah, kids step up. They have monster games and set records. That's just the way it is. They're that good.
Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're trying to make the best of a difficult circumstance, a loss of the Sports Grid family. And you know what? Want to acknowledge both Mike Cardano and Lou's both compassion. And they're both very, very, very concerned as well. And, you know, you see that people here on the grid really are part of a family. And, you know, like I said, the show goes on. Right? Like, it's not like Brian Blessing would want me and Cam to retire, right? He said, when I die, you guys never do another show again, right? Like, no. But at the same point in time, you know, we remember the good times and we try to pick some winners in honor of Brian. And just all of you put a little future play in on the Buffalo Bills, a little positive vibe for the Buffalo Bills right now, plus 750. So just to lighten the mood a little bit here, we'll bring Coach Young in here in a second. But I saw this on Twitter. And this is from Sarah York. And I got to say, Sarah, great work. Some of the funniest stuff I've seen. She did a profile of, like, each quarterback in a National Football League, what they'd be, like, who they are if they're not an NFL quarterback. And here's a picture. Here's our boy Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is your brother's best friend from high school and has a kid with your cousin. But you don't see him much anymore because he got really into sports gambling. And it's like $30,000 in the hole with some scary guys from New Jersey. I told you it lightened the mood.
Very good.
I told you. I did this for Cam almost. I'm like, God, you can't not laugh at this.
It's actually good. Like, when I look at him, I think of the same thing. Like, he looks
terrible. No, if you get him up, I actually like him now. You see him? Dude, I live in New Jersey, man. And so does Coach Obrick coaching. This is what everyone looks like at the FanDuel Sportsbook. That's what everybody outside having a smoke looks like. And you hear, oh, man, I got, oh, like the stories. He actually looks like that. And just one more right now. Who do we got? You guys got Carson Wentz? Who do we have here? Who? Let's go. Here's Carson. Carson Wentz is soft pitching the flat earth theory to his teenage coworkers at his uncle's boat dealership just to see how receptive they are before he sends them to links to the YouTube videos he's been watching.
He looks like Prince Harry. You're right, Gabe. Like, the more I look, I'm like, look at this guy. Wow. Unreal. Nice performance on Sunday. Oh, Jesus.
And you know what? This one's just too good. Because, like, so here's Drew Locke. Drew Locke is a first-year state trooper pulling desk duty because he accidentally tased himself in his third week of the academy.
That's dead on.
He really does look like a dumb state trooper that would fail police academy.
Yes.
Yeah, well done, Sarah. Like, yeah, her Twitter account is the Sarah York. And she's got every NFL starting quarterback. Like, there's a picture of him, and she's got one. we've got to get the Zach Wilson one up after. It's just too good. This girl, you're that's some funny stuff, Sarah. All right, Coach James Young joins us, and we've got the national championship game. And I was thinking, Coach, it was just like you at Monmouth, Saban and Smart tonight. There's 33. Five-star recruits in this game tonight, just like you used to coach. Nothing but 33 five-stars.
Oh, yeah. 33 five-star. I'll still be a Monmouth by a 33 five-star recruit. let me tell you something. Let's go back to that Carson Wentz picture. I mean, what was that, Prince Harry? I mean, the way he played yesterday, they probably wanted Prince Harry to be quarterback of the Colts. I mean, listen, the Jets beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, you know.
Prince Harry? He's annoying, but he's actually a tough dude. Hey, he was in Afghanistan in the military. And stuff like that. I would put him in. He couldn't be worse than Carson Wentz. I'd just say, listen, Meghan Markle's husband's our new quarterback. Is it Harry or Andrew? I don't even know. He's Meghan Markle's husband. I'd be like, Meghan Markle's husband's our new quarterback. You wouldn't know. He'd look the same, too. You put a helmet on him, and he wouldn't even look any worse, guys. They wouldn't even know. They'd be like, freaking Carson. This guy sucks. They wouldn't even know it was any difference. Yeah. I think Meghan Markle could play better, but that's besides the point. All right, Coach. So we're focused on the college football tonight, but there is NBA basketball, and I do have a couple of games circled here. I got a couple of props circled. Let's start off with Utah Jazz and the Detroit Pistons. Jazz laying 10.5 in Detroit, total 224.5. What are your thoughts on this game, Coach?
Well, the number scares me. It's a lot of points. And Detroit, as bad as they play sometimes they're in the game. So I went with the player performance double, my specialty. Bojan Bogdanovic, 20-plus, and Utah to win at plus 124. Guy's averaging 22 his last 9 games. Hit this 5 straight. No Gobert, no Rudy Gay, no Joe Ingles. So that means a lot of playing time for Bojan Bogdanovic. And Detroit is not good at defending the three. So if you're looking at props tonight with Utah, look at guys who could shoot the ball from three. Because like I said,
Bogdanovic.
Detroit is exactly because Bogdanovic is Detroit is fourth worst in the NBA in 3-point defense. So look for guys that can hit their 3-point mark tonight.
See, well, you read my mind, Coach.
That's incredible, Gabe. Take a look at the math that Coach has with his performance double. Utah winning the game is minus 650 on FanDuel. He's getting plus money on a prop that's only a couple points more. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, even if, there's no guarantees in life, but Coach, look at, you know what I'm saying? Like, minus 650, you put that in a money line parlay. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Barely makes a nugget. And then this one, you're actually getting it to plus money. And the guy's player prop is what? Like 20, 19.5? So, it offers a lot of, like, we throw out the value word a lot, but it really does.
Yeah, well, it all sets up for Bogdanovic tonight because of the fact Rudy Gobert is out, right? And since everybody else is out, it's opened things up for him. And I like where you're going with the 3 points, with the 3-pointers, Coach. Last 5 games, he's hit more than 2.5 3-point shots in 4 of them. And I was looking at the 3-point shot prop for him as well as the rebound prop. And FanDuel's got 4.5 right now, minus 142 for his rebound prop. And similar situation without Gobert, they don't really have anyone to rebound, right? At least in the same situation. And you look in the last five games as well, 12, 6, 3, 13, and 6, which would cash over 4.5 in four of the last five games as well, guys. So I'm on board. You read my mind, Coach. I was going to bring up one, Don. I knew you would, though, honestly, about the three-pointers. I thought you'd bring the three-pointers, but I'm going with the rebounds and the three-pointers. I think we can hit them both. And, Cam, you talk about the points. I'm not – you know what? I'm going with Mitchell. I think Mitchell's going to go off. But I like the three-point prop for Bogdanović, and I like the rebound prop for Bogdanović more than the points tonight, because the points are starting to get up there. What's 21.5 now tonight?
Yeah.
Right. And that's why I like the player prop at 20-plus and Utah to win, like I said, at plus money.
Oh, 19.5 now. My bad. 19.5 now. It came down.
Okay. Right. If you think about it, still, it's 19.5, and it's minus 116. If I think he's going to get to 20 – I assume and think, because of the money line, that team is going to win tonight. So I might as well say, take the 20 points. And I think he gets to it. I think they win. And the way that Campbell does it, player performance double pays out better than if you were to put the two of them in a parlay by yourself.
No, you're right. That's why it's a great, it's like a boost. It really is like a mini boost. But now you got me all in. I'm just doing the trifecta. I'm taking over 19.5 points, over 2.5 three-point shots made, and over 4.5 rebounds. Right?
What do you think about the Pistons covering? Utah winning, Detroit covering. That's a lot of points, man. They got to win by 11 on the road. I know it's Detroit, but you know what? I'm
Detroit.
On an island. It is Detroit, but I know, I'm not afraid.
They're tricky. I know they just beat a bad Orlando team over the weekend. They also beat the Spurs at the buzzer with that Sadiq Bey three-pointer. So they grind it, and they're not – they're not good. And they're playing good with this kid Diallo. And that's why I think when you talk about the rebound prop, Cam, think about it. Diallo, what does he do? Shoot. Sadiq Bey, what does he do? Shoot. You know, Cade Cunningham, what does he do? Shoot. Killian Hayes, shoot. Now, what does that mean? Long shots? Long shots mean long rebounds. Who gets the long rebounds? The guards do. So that's why I think, especially the rebound, is a very smart play for Bogdanović.
Thank you, Coach. the thing with the Pistons, it's a big difference when Cade Cunningham's in the lineup and he isn't. Plus, Dwayne Casey, he's a good coach, right? He's just sort of grinding away with a G League and roster and a bunch of young kids.
Yep.
But I'm going for the trifecta here with Bogdanović. Like I said, I like the threes, but the rebound, I'm becoming a fan of the rebound prop. And like I said, without Gobert, somebody's got to crash the board here. I like Mitchell, but Mitchell is 28.5, guys. It's a lot of points. So you need a clean ride when you're betting a prop over 28.5 with a player. And the game could be a blowout as well. Milwaukee and Charlotte. Can Charlotte beat him again, Coach? This is a fun game here tonight.
It's tricky. You know, I was leaning, because when I was looking at the player performance doubles, I was actually leaning at LaMelo 3+3s and the Hornets to win. And it was some crazy number. I think it was like +390 or plus something like that. But then I got concerned because Kelly Oubre is out tonight for Charlotte. Charlotte just beat them two nights ago down there. I think it's a revenge game. And because it's the pace, I went with Bobby Portis double-double and the Bucks to win at +290. Averaging a double-double his last eight games, three of the last four games he's hit this and had a double-double two nights ago. Fast-paced game, lots of shots. There could be value there with Bobby Portis double-double, Bucks to win at +290.
I like the Bucks tonight. I'm down with the Bucks, Ken. They're not going to lose two games in a row to these guys.
They're making my card tonight. I like the Bucks as well. It's all of us.
The Bucks are getting frustrated with these losses. I think they show up tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I'm Morency, kicking it with Cam Stewart, Coach James Young, joining us. Coach, five-star coach.
He likes that one. You wish you had
more like
five
no
stars,
star.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of other coaches are thinking that when they see that. It's like there's 33 5-star recruits.
Yeah, it's like we're my five coaches. Stars. Like,
exactly. I mean, I could coach 33 5-star recruits too. Right, so let's keep it rolling here with the association tonight. So, yeah, the Bucks and the Hornets, they played the other night. Charlotte got the win. It means a lot to Charlotte. Charlotte, we're talking about how they want to prove that they can do it again, right, that it wasn't just a one-off. But I don't think they can. I do have a piece of Rozier. I got in at 18.5, coach. I'm not going to get prop heavy here. I am going to play the Bucks to win this game, though, guys. I think Cam agrees. Bucks, well, they're -142 on the money line. So if you want to do 2.5, or I know, coach, you love your player performances where you're going for the value.
Yeah, I like the player performance. I think Bobby Portis, listen, it's going to be up and down game. So it's going to be a lot of shots. That's why I think Bobby can get the double figures and the rebounds, and he should get into points because there ain't no defense being played in that game today. So at +290, I like the value of Bobby Portis getting a double double and the Bucks get the win. I don't think Charlotte's going to beat them twice. I think you're right. I think they're upset over there in Milwaukee at the loss two nights ago. I think they got in a bad mood. And maybe even Giannis goes off, but I just think it's too easy to get 10-10 out of Bobby Portis.
All right. Let's keep it rolling. I'm just getting my bet in here on the Milwaukee Bucks one by one, so I don't have to be all frantic after.
Exactly.
Frantic. I don't like the franticness. I'm not down with the franticness. Okay. San Antonio Spurs and the New York Knicks. So first things first, coach, what's your take on the Randall stuff? Where Randall took a page out of the Mets players.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I mean,
basically told the fans to go screw themselves. Basically told them to go screw themselves.
Listen, you know, the difference between him and Javi Baez, I think he actually wants to be in New York. You know, he wants that pressure. So, you know, I think he gets a mulligan. But interesting tonight, you know, I was just talking to Cam during the break. The Spurs got a lot of guys out. They went for it yesterday against the Nets. No McDermott. No Zach Collins, no Trey Jones. Derek White is now out. No Thaddeus Young, no Keldon Johnson, and no Vassell. That's like five of their top eight guys. You think the Knicks, who are the most one of the
I still don't trust the Knicks.
I don't I trust agree, the Gabe. Knicks to cover. I don't trust the Knicks to cover the spread, but I think you can get them on a prop and get them to win some plus money. That's what I'm looking at. I know it's a little bit of minus money. RJ Barrett, two threes, Knicks to win. -104.
Still have DeJounte Murray's playing. Lonnie Walker.
Here's the thing.
Our boy Pirtle.
You know what I've learned about these teams that have guys out? These are the teams I'm playing on, coach. More often than not, they'll show up with the backups who work their buns off. It's that simple. The Knicks favored by 6. That's scary stuff. The Knicks, maybe they win the game, but asking them to win by more than 7 or more, I think that's a stretch. Kind of leaning Spurs.
No, I wouldn't touch the spread. I mean, I would take the Knicks on some kind of player performance double or look to individual guys to get their points. You know, like a guy like a Lonnie Walker who came out firing at the Nets, 16.5. That's something you may want to play. You know, even someone like a Josh Primo, because all the guys are out. Primo's got to get more time. It's 9.5. The kid can get the 10 points with all the guys missing. He's going to get shot opportunities tonight. So if you want to look at some of the replacement guys at their player props, because their numbers may not be fixed to where it should be based off of who's not playing.
Some of the starting lineups are starting to be posted right now. Giannis, Matthews, Nwora, Middleton, and Portis for the Bucks. Jazz are starting Conley, Mitchell, Bogdanovich, O'Neal, and Whiteside. It's a capable lineup. Pistons are starting Hayes, Cunningham, Diallo, Bay, and Stewart. Hopefully Stewart can refrain from, hopefully Cam, you can refrain yourself from getting into a fight did with LeBron.
Exactly. Yeah, who are we fighting tonight? He goes off.
All right, Hornets, Ball, Rozier, Hayward, Bridges, and Plumlee. And those are the starting lineups that we have so far tonight. All right, let's get into the Pacers. Now, this Pacer team, you want to talk about, like, I don't know. I'm starting to think God hates the Pacers.
It's a good point.
Every year there's something. They're either all injured or they hate each other or they fire everybody. Now, like this team, like every day it's just COVID this and that and this guy's not here and that guy's not there and they're trading this guy and they're not trading that guy. And like, you know, I can't – listen, you're in the NBA, it's cool, you're cashing a big paycheck, but being a Pacer, man, just be like,
yeah, it's tough.
I saw an interview with Miles Turner. He just said, I don't listen to anything. I've been being traded every day for 6 years. Like, you know what I mean? He just said, I don't. And Miles Turner, it's so crazy there. He's the longest standing Pacer. He's the longest. Like, he's the guy that's been there longest in that city now.
See that story too, Gabe? Like, they're shopping everybody. Like, they had that thing that, you know, the Cavs and LeVert, they had, obviously, these are all rumors, and these guys are just like to stir it up. But, yeah, like, I think anybody on the Pacers is trade bait for sure.
So, what about this game tonight, guys? I don't even know who's plus. So, everybody's out. You got Sabonis, Holiday, yeah, and Turner tonight. What do you think, Coach? I'm thinking Jaylen Brown. This guy's been going off. He's averaging like 29 points a game over the last four games. And it's 23.5 tonight. I don't see why he doesn't score 24 more points tonight.
And here's the key with Jaylen Brown, guys. He came out yesterday and says he doesn't want this team broken up because he knows if someone's leaving Boston, it's not Tatum. It's him. So now he's gonna make this work now. All of a sudden, the guy's got 11 assists. He didn't have 11 assists like in the last 30 games before this. So now he's passing the ball. You know,
I know, but why is he scoring more? Is Tatum getting out of his way now over the last week to try to calm everything down, or like what's going on there?
I've seen Udoka do something which he may as smart be doing. He starts the game together and he gets one of them out and he subs for each other. So they get one of them on the floor without the other.
It's a good idea.
For good stretches of the time. And that's where they're better played. Listen, I think they win. I don't know if they cover. They should cover because no one's playing. But the guy I keep looking at that is so underutilized is Robert Williams. It's a very low prop for him to get 10 points and Boston to win at plus 132. It's been plummeting. I saw it as high as 160, got down to 146. It's down to 132. Robert Williams scores on three primary ways. He scores on cuts, he scores on pick and rolls, and he scores on offensive rebounds. Well, Indiana is bottom half in the league and defending all three of those. So I went Robert Williams, 10+, Boston win at plus 132 right now. Or you can go double-double, which he's averaged the last eight games, and get it at plus 300 if you want to put a couple of dollars on that.
I'm looking to put together a Moneyline parlay right now.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking to do.
I hate to say this, but I think Boston's going to, you know what I mean, the last couple of times, I think they're going to start to turn a corner. They figured out something.
Well, they're going to win this game, yeah.
This is bad news for the Pacers tonight. I think they might actually win this game by like 16. Like, I think I think they blow out Indiana tonight. I don't like to lay 8.5. I'll put them in a money line parlay like you, but I think they will cover.
I'm putting the Utah Jazz. So far I got the Utah Jazz and the Boston Celtics. I'm going to need one more dance partner. We'll see if we find one. And I guess it could be obvious and say, oh, the next game up, the Philadelphia 76ers against the Houston Rockets. That's just one team, Coach, that I just never fully trust in Moneyline parlays. The Philadelphia 76ers, because you just never fully know with this team.
Well, one thing you do know is there will be no defense being played by the Houston Rockets. I mean, if you think about this, the Rockets are on a back-to-back, all right? They're on a back-to-back, and they gave up $140 last night to Minnesota. So they give up something like, I think it's something crazy, like 127 points per game in their last 11 games. And the Philadelphia number is over 118.5. Listen, the Rockets have given up 119 or more 9 out of the last 11 games. I don't know who wins. I think it should be Philadelphia, but I love Philadelphia to score a ton of points versus them tonight.
I'm taking the good points.
I'm going to ride Coach's pick on this. I like that totally. Because as Coach mentioned, there was the one game, it was against the Washington Wizards. The Wizards scored 111 points, but you're right. Minnesota dropped $141. Dallas put 130 on them. Philadelphia, they just played the last week. Philadelphia put 133, 113 final score. Denver, 124. Miami put $120 on them. The Lakers put $132 on them. Charlotte dropped $123. Hell, the Pacers suck, and they put $118 up on them. And Milwaukee dropped $126 on them. I'm going to agree with your over the over 118.5 here, Coach. You've sold me. And Cam's crazy. Yeah. He likes the Rockets plus the points. They've been good to him, I was going to say.
Yes, yes.
They did win that Wizard game. You were on them.
They're damn right they did. Yeah, yeah. I know sometimes I get a little bit enthusiastic, like the Pistons have been good to me. That's not really an accurate statement by me. It's actually a straight-up lie. But I'm going to come back to them tonight. I like a couple big dogs with the points.
I guess I could trust. If you play a parlay with the Utah Jazz, Boston Celtics, and the Philadelphia 76ers money line, it's like minus 143. It's not that bad.
What about the Cavs? What about the Cavs on the back end?
Yeah, I think the Cavs are starting to be a little bit of a fade, actually. But what about the Brooklyn Nets tonight instead of Philadelphia? Or do we add Brooklyn as well, Coach?
Well, I got to remember, no James Harden tonight. He just got ruled out in the last hour or so. So that's something to think about. But, you know, Kyrie's back. Kyrie's playing tonight because they're in the West Coast. So he's probably been chilling in Portland, smoking some ganja the last couple of days, waiting for his team to show up. And now they're here. So, you know, I do like the Nets tonight.
He's got it good, this guy, huh? He just stays on the road. They go back. Yeah. He said, like you said, he just sits around, smokes some weed, plays some video games.
We call Sharapan Street closed. Street closed Kyrie. He doesn't even have a couple of hoops. Don't worry. Brooklyn,
must be nice
hey,
to be
I'm
Kyrie. All right, guys. I'll see you in Portland in 4 days, guys.
Exactly.
See you later.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna go chill.
That was the best. Smoking some ganja. I haven't heard ganja in a while. Great term.
Yeah, the kids call it chronic now, Coach.
Yeah, I like ganja.
Chronic ganja. It's all the same thing. But listen, no McCollum, no Lillard, no Norman Powell. I know they have Anthony Simmons, who just went off a couple of days ago, but who's left to score for Portland? I mean, they're going to bring Clyde Drexler and Jerome Kearse out of retirement to play? I mean, no. So I like Brooklyn. Brooklyn had a scare last night, yesterday afternoon, versus San Antonio. Yes, long flight out on a back-to-back, go East Coast, West Coast, but it's such a long time between games. It's about 36 hours. Give me the Brooklyn Nets to win. I think they probably covered, and look at your player props. If you want to go player performance doubles, Kyrie 25+, Brooklyn to win is plus 180. KD 30+, Nets to win at plus 144. One of those two is going to go off tonight. Maybe they both go off, but I do like the Nets to win.
What about KD assist tonight? He likes to distribute the ball, this guy. It seems to me, I think with Irving, when with Kyrie back, I think he's sort of like, hey, you just take a couple of shots here. Right? I'm looking at Kevin Durant assist tonight, actually.
Well, his over-under assist KD is 6.5. So you could take him at minus 115, or you could take a player performance double of KD, 6 assists, Nets to win at minus 111. Get 4 more cents. I might as well take Kevin Durant, 6 assists, Nets to win at minus 111. They're going to win that game. And I'd rather take that if I'm taking the prop of the 6.5.
Man, were you a basketball coach at Monmouth or a math teacher?
Wow, my wife's a teacher. That's the key.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Coach.
See you guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, we got some decisions to make before 7 o'clock here tonight. So let's go through early picks in the NBA. Going to take a shot. We both like Milwaukee, $1.42 on the money line. That looks good to me. I'm going to take a shot with the Pistons at plus 11 against Utah. Utah might win that game, but the Pistons cover. All the other action, the Boston Pacer game, that's at 7:40 Eastern. NHL hockey, there's only one game, Boston and the Capitals. I think I'm going to pass on the Boston Capitals game. I have no interest in it. Lean to the Capitals, but we got bigger fish to fry in the national championship game. Gabe, what do you like?
You know what? I was looking at the board here. You're going to pass. Huh? I'm surprised. You caught me off guard with that. That's why.
I was looking at you going, what? Like Boston Capitals, you tell me. Like, honestly, like, I'd rather bet the Pistons tonight. I'll flip a coin. Like, I kind of like Washington.
You're Ron Rubber. I was counting on you for this.
Yeah, I'll play a parlay later on tonight with the other two games we have left on the board, and I have I have an opinion of the late game, but I'm going to let this one slide.
All right, Well, we got 7 o'clock NBA action here, and we're all over this. I'm surprised you're Wayne Hartwood tonight.
Actually, hold on here. Yeah, you're right. This is ridiculous. No, give me the over six. I'm going to take the over. Boston scoring lately. Washington's got defensive issues. I'll take a shot tonight with the over. Small play.
That's why I was waiting for you to turn and say, I'm going to pass, but that's why I was.
Yeah. It's plus money to the over, too. I'm going to take a shot there. I'm in. Over six.
All right, so we went over the props with Coach Young, but as far as the sides are concerned, give me the Milwaukee Bucks to win this game against Charlotte. Milwaukee -142 on a money line. Money line parlay with the Utah Jazz, the Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers, and Brooklyn Nets, man. It's like +122. Some nice plus money right there. And then as far as our NBA props are concerned, Bogdanovich over 19.5 points, Bogdanovich over 2.5 threes, Bogdanovich over 4.5 rebounds, Rozier over 18.5 points. More on the other side.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.